It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means. It's time to get those hands together. Come on out with those hands up and praise our Lord and Savior. Welcome to the Praise Party on E-Praise Radio. I'm HJ. The Praise Party begins now.
Everybody, come on, put your hands out there. Make some noise. Hype it up.
makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test.
With my name on it. the devil real mad. Check this.
I was down to my last dime. What Jesus sipped in right on time. I sure been sick and I couldn't get well. Would he heal my burden? And I can't tell.
Having a great afternoon in the Lord. It's E Praise Radio and HJ's Praise Party. It's the original Praise Party on E Praise Radio.
Everybody, this is Erica from Mary Mary, and I love to praise them with HJ on the praise party. And y'all stay tuned.
Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Listening to HJ's Praise Party. is pedal down and don't you stop. Your life ain't nobody trying to live it. Talking about the smoke when the heat get wicked. Ain't nobody coming with the water, try to put the fire out. Put the door, the
bell. It's not going to be.
Now I got power.
You got power.
What?
The Holy Ghost power.
What?
Holy Ghost power.
What?
I
On with HJ's Praise Party.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, Mike. Like this, come on. Here we go.
Let's
go. Clay.
Talking about a blazing song, ah, that's hot. G-Praise Radio, I'm HJ. We've got music from Yolanda Adams, Donnie McClurk. We've got some Harvey Watkins Jr. and a whole lot more coming up on E-Praise Radio.
Elwood, have you seen the cake I brought this morning?
Was it Dutch chocolate?
You're eating my cake?
Yes, sir. Excellent cake, sir. Would you like a piece? There's one left.
That cake was for the auction! You are in so much trouble, young man!
Trouble? Oh, no, sir, not at all. You see, Marvin and Bob also ate a piece, so because we all ate a piece, no one's in trouble. It's like speeding on the highway. Everyone does it, so it's okay. See? Are you sure you don't want a piece?
What?!
Okay, it's clear you don't understand how this works. Obviously, if one of us had not eaten a piece of cake, then clearly the rest of us would be in trouble. But because all of us decided to have a piece, then none of us are in trouble. See?
We all know that there are things that are right and things that are wrong, regardless of what the majority does. If it means going against the crowd, will you do the right thing?
Hey, Elwood, where's your office now?
Men's room, middle stall.
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-52-FUNNY at lifelinepro.com.
Single and walking with the Lord, PGA Tour player Bob Estes talks about his decision to stay that course. Hi, I'm Doug Greengard, and this is the Christian Sports Minute. Estes is a four-time winner on the PGA Tour. Recently, he and his girlfriend thought it to be best to go separate ways. As they prayed, each would find the perfect mate.
With as many people that are going through divorce, you know, in this country, and not just non-Christians, but, you know, in the church as well. You sure don't want to make the wrong decision and rush into something like that. So we gave it plenty of time, and like I said, prayed about it a lot, and I think we made the right decision and, you know, let each other loose to find the person that maybe God has chosen for us out there somewhere.
That's PGA Tour player Bob Estes. For more testimonials and how to get our inspirational book, Heroes of Faith, visit us on our website at ChristianSportsMinute.com. That's ChristianSportsMinute.com.
Here's Emily Maxey, publisher of Believe Magazine with Habakkuk 2:2.
And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. We founded Believe Magazine with the vision that having a Christian newspaper here in Central Virginia could make a difference in the lives of both Christians and the unsaved. We want to give an outlet for issues that affect our world, our views, and the community events that entertain us and our families. When the church body works together as a whole, there's nothing out there that can stop us. That's the vision of Believe Magazine.
Pick up your copy of Believe Magazine at all area Heaven and Earth bookstores, Family Christian Store in Chesterfield Town Center, Kroger Grocery Stores at Gaskins Road, Broad Street, and Huguenot Road, and at over 70 area churches and businesses. Call them today, 562-5624, or visit them at BelieveMag.com. Believe Magazine, spreading the word of Jesus Christ, promoting Christian unity and a godly lifestyle.
Are you an artist who needs an outlet to sell your CD? Are you currently selling your CD on a secular site that has inappropriate music or ungodly ads popping up? Well, ePraise Radio is excited to announce One Station, One Store, a new avenue for labels and artists to sell their projects on the World Wide Web. That's right, sell your CD all around the world with ePraise Radio's One Station, One Store. What better place to sell your project than on a station that will give you the opportunity to be heard? ePraiseRadio.com is a spirit-led company that plays all types of Christian music. We understand the prayer and commitment that went into birthing your project. So email us today at info@ePraiseRadio.com or call toll-free at 1-866-377-1439. Again, you can email us today for your package at info@ePraiseRadio.com or call 1-866-377-1439.
Serving up another super set of great Christian music
right here on ePraiseRadio.com.
You know, if you're having a bad afternoon, just put your hands in the Lord's hands. You know, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. You're getting ePraise Radio. I'm HJ. Welcome to the Praise Party.
Jesus can't feel.
can satisfy my soul like you. Who on earth can comfort me and love me like you do? Who could ever be more faithful and true? I will trust in you. I will trust in you, my God. Who can satisfy my soul like you? Who on earth can comfort me and love me like you do? Who could ever be more faithful and true? See, I will trust in you. I will trust in you, my God.
There is a fountain.
Is a king.
Is a king.
Victorious warrior.
Victorious warrior. And Lord of everything.
My
rock, my shelter.
Very
my very own. Blessed Redeemer.
Who reigns
upon the throne.
Oh, yes.
There is a fountain.
Who is the king?
Who is the king?
Victorious warrior.
Victorious warrior. And Lord of everything.
Yes, he is.
My rock, my shelter.
He's my Savior.
My Savior.
Blessed Redeemer.
Blessed Redeemer.
Who reigns
upon the throne.
Who could ever be more faithful and true? I will trust in you. I will trust in you. I will trust in you, my God.
There is a fountain.
There is
a king.
Victorious
warrior.
And the Lord.
And Lord of everything.
My
rock, my shelter.
My very own.
My very own.
Blessed Redeemer.
But we get up, oh yes.
For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say that.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up.
Listen, listen. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:18, a just man, falleth seven times, but rises back up again. Now, what makes him just? We in the church would call him wicked. If he falls seven times, one time we can understand, twice maybe, but seven times. Well, what makes him just from the Bible standpoint is that he has enough sense to realize that he can get back up. And not only just get back up, but get back in line. No matter where you've fallen from, no matter what you've done, no matter how many times you've done it, it's not too late. He is so much in love with you that his mercy endures. His mercy is everlasting. It's not too late. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God is still faithful and he's still just, even when we're unfaithful and when we're not just. He's so faithful and just, he'll forgive you of every single solitary sin. No matter how many promises you've made and broken, no matter how many times you've done it over and over again, I'm a living witness. He will forgive you like he forgave me. He's just waiting on you to confess. Just say, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me. I'm not going to make you any more promises. You know my heart. I want to do right. Show me how. Take me back. Put me back in line. I love you. Teach me how to walk right. Break every habit, loose me from every addiction. Come into my life and my heart and live in me and through me. I give you my life for the rest of my life. And just that quickly, you're forgiven. Just that quickly, you're healed. He's your God and you're his child. No, no condemnation. No condemnation. Don't remember the past sins because he's forgotten. Isaiah 43:25 says, I am he that blots out your transgressions. And for mine own sake, I will not remember your sins. If he's forgotten them, then you forgive and forget too. You're healed, you're saved, you're whole. In Jesus. Come on, Pastor Wyatt.
I fell down, but I got up. I fell down, but I got up. I fell down. I got up, 'cause I found out that a saint is just a sinner who fell down.
So I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not gonna ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Depression weighed me down.
Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see it. Jesus came and grabbed me, and he helped me, so I wouldn't let go.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace?
So I wouldn't let go.
So I'm here today.
So I'm here today.
Hunt somebody next to him. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank him. Just thank him.
I almost let go.
Atmosphere, but walk up to three people and say, let's just pray.